So here also in the spiritual teaching of the Gita is also the true freedom. When you are really free, you have only embrace of God. You cannot embrace anything else. You are really free. So when you see the oneness of reality everywhere, when you see the same Lord who is enjoying everything, then there is a real equality which is not only enduring. The sense of endurance goes away. You really enjoy it. As Narasimha Mehta, for example, the great saint of Gujarat, the Nawab who had heard that Narasimha Mehta does miracles, he called him to his court and said, "You show me a miracle." He said, "I never do any miracle at all." So he said, no, there are so many miracles people are saying, so either you are a hypocrite or you are a real saint. You tell me, prove yourself." He said, "How can I prove anything? I do nothing." So he says, no, you are now telling a lie. He said, "No, I am not telling a lie, it's a fact. I never do anything, only Lord does everything." So he said, "Then you tell your Lord, then now you show a miracle." So he said, "It is not up to me to tell the Lord. Whenever he likes anything, he does it, and I enjoy it, whatever he does." He said, "All right, I'll send you to the prison and remain in the dungeon." So he went to the, he was sent to the jail, and he was in a state of great joy. And after 3-4 days, his daughter came to see him and said, "Father, I can't see you in this condition. Why don't you show some miracle? So you just show and you'll be released." So the father said, "I cannot do anything at all. Only Lord, if He pleases, if something will happen by itself." So he said, no, you sing one song, one bhajan. So he sang one bhajan. And the garland, according to the legend, the garland which was worn by the idol of Sri Krishna in a temple, it flew from there and came and sat down on the neck of Narasimha Mehta. And this was witnessed by the Nawab. And then, of course, he said that for me to stay outside the jail or inside the jail, both were equally joyous experiences. It was delight in both the conditions for me. So when you see the Lord everywhere, and Lord not only as same, but also as the enjoyer, that is the last sentence of the 29th verse of the Bhagavad Gita in this chapter. Bhoktaram yajya tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram sukhridam sarabhutanam gyatva mam shantim ritchati. You see here now loka maheshwaram. You see the Supreme Lord who is the bhoktaram, he is the enjoyer. He is a mischievous Lord who plays the whole game. And even when he gives pain to us, actually for him it is joy. And if you understand it, it is also for us a joy. If you really understand his game, he knowing me as the enjoyer of all sacrifices and penances, as the great God ruling over all the worlds, as the friend of all beings, attains supreme peace. This is the real state of equality, but in a state of great joy. So the equality which is described in these chapters by Sri Krishna is not equality at the lowest level, nor it is even the middle level. It is the highest equality which comes from knowledge, which comes from the knowledge of oneness, which comes to you as the knowledge of the Lord of everything, who enjoys everything, and who is at the root of everything, and therefore all experiences are transmuted into delight. This is the equality that is we find in the Bhagavad Gita, and the divine worker is the one who has this equality. I think we stop here today and we shall continue next time. We couldn't finish the 2 chapters as yet.